And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field. At halftime, it is all Bishop Hartley. The Hawks soaring to a 42-10 halftime lead over the Silver Knights. At the break, Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf. Kind of look at some of the numbers from the first half, and let's peruse those right now as Larry's getting kisses in the press box.
Darn
here
right.
Halftime. Is that Mrs.
Like
Geyer?
This is the better half of the Geyer.
Well, hello, Mrs. Geyer. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a while. Of course, she is the wife of Dick Geyer, the legendary Hall of Fame coach here for the longest time. In fact, when you think about the history of Bishop Hartley, to go off the topic for a second, you go to old Coach Ryan, you go to Dick Geyer, and you go to Brad Birchfield, and that takes you back quite a ways, folks, when you talk about those three coaches. Only the third coach since 1964 when you add Brad Birchfield to the mix.
Well, you know, it's funny. Then. And people like Mrs. Geyer made it easy for people like my wife because they learned how to be coaches-wise by watching an expert. She is the best assistant coach Dick Geyer ever had, and there's no doubt about it. In fact, she's the best head coach we probably ever had.
And she's adorned in her Notre Dame gear as well, too, are
yeah,
you not?
I don't know why she's doing that, but, you know.
We have two granddaughters at Notre Dame.
Well, there you go.
Soccer and rowers.
And, you know, I grew up in South Bend.
Did you? Seriously?
Yes,
did
I
you
did.
Ever go over to the gym much?
I worked at Notre Dame.
Did you?
WNDU-TV. When I was 15, I was running camera.
You know, our oldest son, Tom, that graduated,
uh-huh.
He went to Notre Dame on the Joyce Scholarship.
That's tremendous. I
and
met Father Joyce.
And he has payback now because he has two daughters there.
Yeah, and he should have to pay high tuition, no
he,
doubt about it. If anybody can do it, Tommy can. That's good.
I told you I was in the grotto one day, and yeah. I heard a voice saying, "Hi, if you need anything today while you tour, let me know. I can help you out. My name is Ted." And I turned around. It was Father Hesburgh.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, his name was Ted.
Yes.
Not Father Hesburgh, just Ted.
Just
so
Ted.
That was great. Well, Mrs. Geyer, thanks for everything.
Oh,
thanks
gosh.
For putting up with me through the years and the great job you've done with Dick
welcome
Geyer.
Welcome back to Hartley. It's nice to see you.
If he ever looks up from his shoes to talk to me, I'll be shocked. I want you to know
okay.
that. He is the shyest guy.
He's Dick Geyer, 30 seconds. That's all you get of him.
Yeah, and I still seconds. Have his book, too, about basketball that he wrote.
30 seconds,
thank
unless
you.
He's teaching history. And then, by golly, he can go on for years.
He's a good man. Wonderful. I'm learning. I've taught him to cook and do laundry.
Well, that's
it's
scary.
About time.
That's scary.
Mrs. Geyer.
At halftime here.
Total offense. That was extemporaneous. 258 for Hartley, 85 for Reed. 216 and 42, the rush pass mix for the Hawks. And for Reedy, it's 36 and 49. We'll go over some individual stats in a second. As Agresti has it teed up, the Hawks to kick it off from right to left to start the second half. And the same spot again. It goes to Lake at the 25-yard line. He gets to the 30, and that's about it. Dixon in the first half, 13 carries, 105 yards. Ruby, 3 for 47, and he was 1-of-1 passing for 42 yards and a touchdown as well, too. On the other side, Dukes, 12 carries, 39 yards. And Ayala was 2-of-8 passing, 49 yards and a touchdown. That was fun. Just to
oh, sure. I mean, that's memory lane for me, seeing Dick and Mary Ellen here. What a wonderful way to learn as a young coach, to learn from a legend.
See, I never called her Mary Ellen. She was always Mrs. G or Mrs. Geyer to me.
Yeah, well, she was Mrs. Geyer for a long time, and now she's Mary Ellen. So we're good friends.
First and 10 from the 30 for the Silver Knights. Aiello lost the handle, scoops it up, and falls on it at the 27. Was that going to be a handoff to Williams?
I think it was going to be a jet sweep. Everybody on the line was pulling that direction, so it looked like a jet sweep.
And remember, the margin is 32 points, so we will have the continuous clock here in the second half, unless Reedy cuts the deficit to less than 30 points. So it is now a second down and 12 from back of the 28-yard line. And great balance when it comes to scoring in that first half, too. When you look at some of the scoring plays, everybody's kind of shared the wealth. Cole with that 39-yard run, also had a 65-yard punt return. Dixon, a 6-yard run, also a 4-yard run. Ruby with that 42-yard pass to Culver as well, too. So, again, they indeed shared the wealth. Ayala with a quick out pattern to Williams. Looks for him, and the pass is low. He had time and just kind of underthrew it.
Well, he rushed it. I think he thought he didn't have time, and he actually did have time. That's a catch and throw anyhow, but catch, hitch, and throw. And he didn't need, you know, he could have taken the hitch that time, and he just caught and threw.
StGabrielRadio.com. Listen online if you have the opportunity. Use the TuneIn Radio app, and you can catch our games all the time. In fact, if you go to the website, StGabrielRadio.com, the games are archived up there. You could probably find tonight's game by about midnight tonight if you're up that late. I know somebody who is, who listens to the games. His name is Brad Birchfield.
Yeah.
Third down and a dozen from the 28-yard line. Aiello back to throw. Looks like a screen at first. Now he's going to go long downfield and just throws it up for grabs and overthrows everybody by about 5 yards. It was a battle of number fives. Troy Williams, the receiver. Elijah Carter, the DB.
Well, underneath in that drag route, about the 12 to 15-yard route, Jalen Lake was wide open, and I just think he panicked and threw the ball long. He didn't need to do that.
Again, it's a learning experience, and when you have guys that large in your face, you have a tendency to kind of air that ball out. I'm looking at Peyton Collins on special teams, big number 86, the defensive end. He's got to be Connor Collins' brother. And look at him. He is just a sophomore, 6'5 and a half. Aiello to punt. It is high, not that long. It crosses midfield, I think, and heads out of bounds over the head of Brad Birchfield. Caught along the sidelines by one of the Hawk players, and with 9:04 left to go, it's going to go back to Bishop Hartley. Let's see where they mark it out of bounds.
I can't believe Birchie didn't try to catch that. It's unbelievable. He had a shot at it, too.
22 yards on the punt. He's not going to fair catch it either. I know him.
Come on. He's still got some moves.
I know. That's why he's not going to fair catch it.
He looked like a dancing bear going down the sidelines if he'd have caught that thing.
Wow.
Well, look at him. He's a big dude.
And quarterback for Hartley.
And speaking of Collins, Connor is now in at quarterback. Connor Collins will run the offense now. 6'6", 220, and a senior. Culver in motion on the jet sweep. There's a flag down on the play. Culver waiting for the gaps. Finds it. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. But isn't coming back. Touchdown.
I think
45 left. The flag back in the line of scrimmage. But I think they may have been in motion. We'll see what happened. As soon as he got ready to turn the corner, we saw the flag.
Yep.
Our referee tonight is Bill Bonner.
We'll see what it is.
Bill methodically says, procedural call against the Hawks. I wonder if they didn't have seven on the line. May not. By the way, the Indians blanked the Red Sox tonight, 6-0.
That's kind of special. Corey Kluber doing his thing. Last night's game was special. Boy, did they ham and egg that one together.
So now, if you're a Tribe fan,
you got to love it.
If the Jays can win one of three, two of those being in Toronto, the next two games, or if And, well, if the Indians could win one of three, the next two in Boston and then one in Cleveland, the Indians could have home field to the World Series.
Listen, as a Tribe fan, we just need to win one, and we'll play in Nome, Alaska. I don't care who we play, don't care where we play, we just have to get another championship.
Well, if Tomlin's throwing, we might need Nome, Alaska to kind of ice that ball down a little bit.
Do whatever we got to do.
Maybe Josh will pitch well.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Is that what they say?
That's a NASCAR.
Yeah.
Also, you look in the parking lot, you say NASCAR, too. There you
NASCAR.
Go. First and 15 for the 45-yard line for Collins and Company. A little handoff in the backfield, a little misdirection. It's Marquette Dixon across midfield up at the 49-yard line. Might give him forward progress to the 48. We'll see where they mark it with 7:37 left to go. And rapidly ticking in a continuous clock third quarter.
See, Hartley uses a lot of window dressing. They ran the same formation they ran on the jet sweep earlier. And all they did this time was run an isolation play with a fullback lead and a tailback carry. What that does is it allows them to run power inside and speed on the outside, so you have to defend both.
Jordan Kirkbride, the tight end, the tight set, toss sweep, short side of the field, which is the near side, to Marquette Dixon, and he pushes his blocker right down, and that was the aforementioned Jordan Kirkbride. If you're not blocking, you're not helping.
We've got a penalty down, yep. I think. Maybe a hold. He looked like a bowling ball just knocking pins over.
And we're coming back, so it's against the Hawks. It's a block in the back.
It hasn't been a tidy game for either side, actually.
No style points.
No style points tonight.
Again, along with Bill Bonner, the umpire is one of my favorite names now in the season. Scott Argenbright. Linesman is Carl Hemming. Line judge, William Cooper. Back judge is Joshua Shepard. It was 74 degrees at game time. Week number 7, I'm loving it. If it's that temperature for week number 8 as well, too. First down and bizarre scenario. It's first and 8. Handoff. Nothing there. Culver dancing, looking for a gap and pushing backwards and getting away. He got away from the entire crowd. Culver back into the crowd, got pushed in the mouth, was backing up to the 40-yard line, spun around, did a 180 and got away from the crowd and took it in for the touchdown. How do you do that? You take a blow to the face, you turn around, you spin out of the crowd, you back your way to the 40-yard line, and then you find the seam to the left side, and you take it the distance with a touchdown.
Well, it's bad enough that the Reedy defenders were trying to knock him over, but one of his own linemen ran into him and tried to knock him over. And I think the combination of all those guys trying to knock him over kept him upright.
Well, it's back to NASCAR again. Rubbing his racing. There you go. Agresti for the PAT to make it 49-10.
Speaking of NASCAR, did you see Daytona track today?
No, I did not.
Water halfway up the wall. And that, those walls are steep at Daytona.
24-degree banking, I believe.
Yep.
Extra point is up, and it is good. Well, they're supposed to race at Charlotte Saturday night. We'll see if we actually can do that or not, if there's rain there as well, too. 6:10 left to go. 49-10 Hawks on top. We'll pause for 30 here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.com.
Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios. Couple updates on some scores here. Dublin Scioto has kicked the field goal. They now lead Kilbourne 17-6. And Eastmore now has a 28-13 lead over Marion Franklin.
And here it's now 49-10, Ryan, in favor of Bishop Hartley. Culver, 48 yards, six of those backwards. Two plays, 50-yard drive, 2:54 off the clock. Agresti with the PAT, and I was just shocked when he took the blow and was backing his way to the 40-yard line and then spun around with the 180 and got out of the pack and took it down the sidelines for the touchdown.
It should have been a one-yard gain.
Diagonal kick again around the 30-yard line. It's going to tool out of bounds, and we'll toss the hankies, bring it out to the 35 with 5:50 and running here in the third quarter, and the Hawks controlling things at 49-10. And next week, Watterson has to come here and try to take on the Bishop Hartley Hawks.
That might prove to be the same kind of game, because Watterson's inability on offense is kind of like what Reedy's is tonight, even though Reedy has maybe more horses than Watterson offensively.
Although I will say that the Benedictine Watterson game was one of the more entertaining finishes we'll ever see.
Absolutely.
Andrews rolls, looks on a fourth down and long, and throws it, into the back of the end zone. And Calhoun looks up in time to catch the football.
And the wrong guy catches it for the right team.
Making sure his feet are in bounds, the back end of the end zone for the winning touchdown. Rolling right, Ayala looking. And looks downfield to the right, and the pass is complete. It goes to Shell out of the backfield, out across the 40 to the 43.
See, now that's a three-level pattern. The fullback comes off to the right. The tailback goes to the left. You fake the sweep to the left, and the fullback's in the flats. The tight end is in the intermediate zone, and the split end is deep.
That's it. On the field.
An official's timeout on the field right now.
Coach Birchfield is not happy. He is not happy.
He is out there in the huddle. I saw the officials signal timeout on themselves.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about, but Blaine Behringer was kind of getting the wrath of Coach for some reason. I'm not exactly sure what Blaine did, but
our officials are in a huddle right now. I wonder if they're conferring about the clock now or not. It is a continuous clock. The margin is 39 points. They're writing some things down right now.
Was it an ejection?
Cheeseburger, fries.
I hope it wasn't an ejection.
I wonder. On the training table right now for the Hawks, we should mention, too, is Cody Kirkbride. He's just lifting up his jersey right now.
Yeah, they don't need to lose Cody.
Doesn't look to be serious. Anyway, it's second down and short. Niello rolling right, looking back to his left for Williams, waiting for the pass, and incomplete contact when the ball got there, and they're waving the flag saying that he got hit early.
Yep.
Coverage on the play by number 33. That's Andrew Heinmiller, and I kind of disagree with that. I thought he timed that perfectly.
That was the old waggle throwback that we talked about earlier, and they threw back. They bootlegged out to the right and threw it back to the left, only they didn't throw it to the running back. They threw it to the backside receiver.
Speaking of Heinmiller, Mr. Heinmiller gave me this note that Bishop Hartley and Reedy are coming together tonight for more than football. They are partnering to donate canned goods and non-perishable items to the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry in St. Stephen the Martyr Parish. So folks attending the game tonight were invited to contribute to the cause. You can still do that, by the way. They're looking for items and high demand at food pantries like cereal and pasta, spaghetti sauce, mac and cheese, canned dinners. So think about helping out St. Stephen the Martyr and St. Vincent de Paul Food Parish. On a first down play. Handoff goes Devin Dukes around the left side. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15. Cuts it back inside the 10, inside the 5, looking for the goal line. And against the second team D, takes it in for the touchdown. He'll take it 42 yards with 3:45 left to go, but it still keeps the margin more than 30 points. It's now 49-16, and what a diagonal run back across the field by Devin Dukes.
Well, that's the first time that Reedy's been able to get the edge. And as you said, you know, Hartley has a lot of their second teamers in right now because the last thing Hartley needs is to have somebody get boogered up in a 30 or 40 point win. They just need to continue to keep doing what they're doing. And these young kids play all week as a scout team. They deserve to play on Friday night.
Extra point time now for Craddock. The kick is up with 3:45 left to go, and the kick is good. 49-17. We'll pause for 30. The CCL game of the week right here presented by Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
In the City League West has scored again. They have a 29-8 lead over Independence. And Olentangy has scored a touchdown. They lead Orange 7-3.
You had an Olentangy school in that game, didn't you?
I had an Olentangy school.
Yeah, you had an Olentangy against Orange. You said Olentangy was going to win that game,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It was a good call on your part.
Yeah.
You also had a Westerville school in Westerville Central against Westerville North, too, didn't you?
But all kidding aside, what's going on the west side of Columbus here? We've got Reedy at 4-2. We had Franklin Heights that was undefeated there for a long, long time. They still are, I believe.
Yes, they are.
You have West that's undefeated. What's going on the Hilltop? Something crazy.
We're taking our aggression to the turf.
Look for the moon. It might be a...
And next week, I have Franklin Heights against Canal Winchester on the Thursday night game, so check that out. Here's the kick by Craddock, and the return is going to start.
Watch out.
Philip Cole, who's up front. Oh, he slides into second base. Slides right down at the 32-yard line, trying to make a cut inside, lost his footing. And that's where the Hawks will take over. 49-17, 3:14, and the clock still continuously clicking here with 3:09 now left to go, and Collins out to run the show again. Some new faces out there. Nick Dawes is back out there on the offensive line, though. Max Steinecker out there. So you're going with a lot of first-team offensive linemen. You saw some new faces, though, on defense.
Well, it's a chance for Nick Onika to carry the ball some more. And you don't want him out there with just a JV, you know, offensive front. Mm-hmm. You cannot afford to get people hurt here. So you're going to keep mixing and matching some of your first-teamers and second-teamers on offense.
Elijah Carter, a wide out to the bottom of the set. They'll keep it on the ground and get it up across the 35 to maybe the 37-yard line with 2:35 left to go. So a short game that time for the Bishop Hartley Hawks, and that's okay. They'll continue to drain that clock here in the third quarter. Onagon to carry that time as Nick came into this contest with 22 carries, good for 174 yards. Had a good game in week one against Toledo Central Catholic, 8 carries, 81 yards.
I mean, he's deceptive. He's not very big. He's shifty, and he levels off and hits you.
Second down and 5 from the 38 for Collins and company. Backs from that offset eye again. It's Carter. The wing back coming around. He's got a gap. 50, 45, all the way down to the 43. Boy, you want to talk about some burst and accelerating into the line of scrimmage. We saw it that time from Elijah Carter.
He was quick through the hole that time. He took a step back from the wing back spot, and he was downhill immediately. And what Hartley does is they fake that toss ISO play to the tailback. Tailback actually raised his hands as if he caught the ball, and then the handoff on the inside handoff.
Gain of 20 all the way down to the 42-yard line of the Silver Knights. 1:35 left third quarter, 49-17, first and 10 from the 42 of Reedy.
Toss.
Near side, trying to turn the corner, looking for a gap. Waiting, waiting, finding a seam and turning the corner. Now Ben Danko.
Ben
Danko on the carry.
Now, Kevin Morrison from Reedy, obviously they knew something about that formation in that play because he came out of a secondary spot like he was shot out of a gun. He just missed the play, but he obviously knew it was toss sweep just as I'd called it right before the play happened.
And we're coming back. I think we had a block in the back. So Mark crossed the 50-yard line with 58 seconds left to go. And Hartley may run just one more play here in the third quarter, and that would be it. Ball back at their own 48-yard line. So they're going to need 20 yards for a first down with 45 ticks left to go. Collins brings them up. Onaga. And Dankow in the backfield. Down to half a minute left to go. 5 seconds. There's the warning from the back judge. There's the handoff. A little counterplay, spinning, twirling, and getting down to the 47-yard line is the ball carrier for Bishop Hartley with 17 ticks left to go. And that is Elijah Carter that time, the wingback coming around on the handoff. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 49-17 the count in this one after three. Fourth quarter coming up on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AME 20.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way. Through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
First play of the fourth quarter. Toss sweep to Dankow. Tries to turn the corner inside the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30. Gets away. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. And he takes it the distance. But side, the block in the back.
They got Jaden Manley blocking in the back.
We're coming back.
And he knew it. He knew it when he did it. And he tried to. One of the things you do when you make the block in the back zone is always pull your hands back up like you didn't do it. Well, that makes you look like you're guilty.
It's actually the signal for block in the back.
It's actually the signal for, boy, that wasn't very smart.
That's the second touchdown called back so far for the Hawks with the block in the back. Now, total offense, 344 to 133. Hawks, 302 rushing, 42 passing, 76 running, 57 passing for Reedy in this contest. Scott Rex is the absolute best, folks, when it comes to stats. He's now the father of three, like Coach Hinton. And he has, do you have three boys or two boys and a girl? Three boys. Coach Hinton has three girls.
I just hope they look like their mother.
You move to Amanda. We're talking about a sports dynasty down there.
I'm just saying.
You'll have to change your name to Hinton, though. Second down and a furlong. They need 28 from the 40-yard line.
That's more than a furlong.
Furlong and a half. It's a fathom.
Ooh.
Long downfield. Look at this toss. And the pass picked off inside the 20-yard line. Stride for stride, matching the football. Great job by Jalen Lake, who picks it off and give it back to the Silver Knights.
Well, we finally had a pass defended where we didn't have pass interference, which is kind of nice because we had like three or four in a row there.
Got to do that every so often just to change it up.
Yeah, I guess.
First and 10 now for the Silver Knights from the 18-yard line. Let's see if Ayala stays out there.
Actually, Jalen Lake was wide open on the ball was perfectly thrown to him.
But we know that Collins has an arm. He showed it there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he heaved that, baby. That was about a 45-yarder in the air.
And Ayala is indeed on the field, the last man to check on just now for the Silver Knights. So down to 10:40 left to go. And the Hawks with a late addition. They only had two defensive linemen. And now they have three down linemen from the 18-yard line for Aiello and company. Quick pop to his right. Pass. Nicely done because he threw it before the break, Larry. And the pass is complete out across the 25 to the 26-yard line. It goes to Lake.
See, what happens when you practice those plays, there's never a defense. So when you do it on skeleton, you just catch and throw, and the guy's open. Well, in the real game, he gets chucked off the line, so the play takes a little longer. He needs to just relax and let the play develop and throw the ball.
Second down and one, a gain of nine on the play.
Aiello only weighs 145, and if he keeps going over to the sideline to get plays, he's going to be about 130 by the time the game's over.
Adam Cohn now playing a linebacker for Bishop Hartley. Second and one. And along the right side, they've got the handoff across the 30, up to the 34-yard line. Looks like they have enough for the first down. Is that time on the carry, it is Jayshon Norris. Remember, Norris was injured for a couple weeks.
Yep.
And he's coming back today after a thigh injury.
Well,
so it's
Reedy,
good to see him back.
Reedy has some weapons.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you know, you're playing maybe the best Division IV team in the state of Ohio. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, number 10 in the state, but number one in your hearts. Really, I think really much better than number 10.
If number one in the state played the same schedule, they wouldn't be number one in the state either.
So. And you're talking about Division IV, too.
Absolutely.
It's Division VI. So. First down and 10 from the 34. Ayala wants to throw. Looking to his left. Looking long downfield on the out pattern. And the pass picked off. Danko's got it. Coming back the other way. 50, 45, 40, 35. And brought down by Lake, who rides him down at the 28-yard line. But Mr. Danko showing us something on both sides of the football now.
Yeah, well, that's great for Danko to get that ball because, I mean, he played the ball well. He looked like a center fielder. He just went back, and he actually outpositioned the receiver for the ball. The ball was a little underthrown, and it wobbled a bit, but he went and got it.
25 yards on the interception return. First and 10, Hawks now inside the 30-yard line. Mark officially at the 28, 8:53, and continuously ticking now. Danko stays in there, short side of the field, toss sweep, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he tucks under a little opening and finds the end zone. No flags this time, and you earned it, Ben Danko, for the touchdown with 8:41 left to go, and add six more to the board. I'm guessing it's about 55-17.
You know, he was running downhill the last 7 or 8 yards because he probably shouldn't have scored there. He just wanted to score there, and he got leveled off and exploded through into the end zone. That was a great run down the sideline.
You think this is a fullback next year for the Hawks?
Who knows? They probably got 7 or 8 of them standing on the sidelines here that are like 14 years old going on 63 or something. They've got plenty of talent. It'll be a pipeline. They'll just keep it going.
As we approach the top of the hour, you're listening to WVSG, Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, 55-17. Do I hear 56? 56 going once, going twice. Sold on 56, 8:41 left to go. We'll take a break right now as we auction off points. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Independence has gotten another score. They cut the West lead to 29-16, and Olentangy Liberty leads Westerville South 16-0.
And here it's now 56-17 in this contest as we approach 9 o'clock. Hartley has won the last six in the series, 6 3/4 right now, 5 of them by 28 points or more. Last year, Hartley won 40-3 in a game we did here on AMA 20. The last time Reedy won, it was 2009 when they won by a count of 31-21. But they put up a number of points of the Hawks here tonight, haven't
they? Yeah, they have. They have. I have very intimate remembrance of that 31-21 game.
Do you now?
I do.
Would you have been the head coach at that time?
Absolutely. That's why I remember it.
And how did you feel after the game?
Elated, considering we were losing 21-3 at halftime.
And you came back in the second half?
Yeah. Our kids outplayed the coaching.
Return starts from the 9, the 10, the 15, the 20, up to the 28, maybe the 29-yard line for Jalen Lake. And he has been an active guy in this contest. Don't forget, Larry and I have to go ahead and we have to pick our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game at the end of this contest. Martin's a former linebacker and understands how being in the right place at the right time is essential. Let him make sure you're ready for an emergency. They have two locations, including 3816 Fishinger Boulevard in the Mill Run area, 529-4259, 614-529-4259.
Well, we've got three candidates, I think. Mr. Cole, Mr. Ruby, and, of course, our
Mr. Dixon,
ever-present running back, yes.
Aiello on a boot to the right, looks, guns, pass, incomplete. Too long for Shell, too short for Williams.
One of the things that you have to do when you run this boot pass is you have to come off your fake to the halfback and you have to gain depth. Otherwise, you get outside too quickly. And that time he got too flat and got out there too quickly, and he could not settle his feet down and throw back across the middle to the tight end. If you get depth, you can just stand there and throw downhill.
Action in the bullpen for the Hartley Hawks. They have a right-hander warming up. It's Anthony Carfagna. He's given the signal to the football pitching coach. He's ready to go if need be.
He's got to go get a platter of cold cuts though first.
Yes, baby. We love Carfagnas.
Mm-hmm.
Carfagnas and Kua's related.
Hell yeah.
To the Wiggins. They're cousins.
It's Catholic school. What can I tell you?
Everybody. Second down. Well, go to Amanda if your name isn't hit and you're an outsider. On the sidelines, look at this run by Norris. Stays inbounds, keeps going. A little contact after the play. Rockets the helmet off of one of the Silver Knights. It's big number 60, Cody Speakman, and he'll have to check out for a play.
Number 86.
So he'll be replaced by Ryan Spoon. So mark the ball up to the 42-yard line, a gain of 13 on the play. Actually, it's touching the 43 with 6:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. And don't forget, after this game, it's the CCL Fabulous Scoreboard Show, the AM 820 recap of all the games in all the leagues. Alphabet from A to Z, any league we covered here in Central Ohio. Ryan and Lee, the guru, ready
there's
your tight information.
End.
That time they got Williams.
Yeah.
Across the middle.
It was the backside drag route.
But there's a flag at the 35, and we are coming back. It's a holding call. Do different crews interpret holding different ways?
Well, different crews see certain penalties more often than other crews. In other words, certain crews are known for holding calls. Certain crews are known for illegal procedures. They just are.
Jake Ruby's come over to the stands to talk to somebody. 5.5 left to go. Marquette Dixon is on the training table right now.
It's like scouting.
Taping him.
Yeah, it's like scouting a basketball official. You know, some of them call 3 seconds, some of them call traveling, some of them call. You know, you need to know that when you coach. What do they call? Who's doing your game?
Who was the king of 3 second violations? Donnie Miller.
Donnie Miller.
He was the king of calling that.
In Satch Dave.
Back to throw is Aiello, looking long in the out pattern for Crowder, and he can't get there. He's about 2 steps shy of getting there in time.
Now, that's a long pass. That's about an 18-yard pass downfield, but he threw it from the left hash all the way to the sidelines on the right. And that's a long way for Aiello to throw the ball.
We call that an investment throw in the future because you might have to throw that later on in the campaign.
Yeah.
And, in fact, for Reedy, that's what they have to count on is getting some wins. They got to beat Lindsley, I think, Meadowbrook, and Fayetteville. And new defensive linemen coming in, fresh jerseys out there for Bishop Hartley. Let's see. We just
number 76.
Brandon Wise has checked
Coslow.
In.
Evan Coslow. Yep. Big Evan Coslow.
He's 5'10 and 315. He checks in as well, too. Well, he's down in that 4-point stance. Second and 23 from the 30. Aiello with a little pump, looking, has all day to throw across the middle. The pass caught by Crowder. Teron across midfield, down to the 49-yard line before he's brought down on the play. And it's not enough for a first down. And the hit is made on the play by number 82. It says Jordan Kirkbride.
That time, Austin Aiello went back, got a good 5 or 7 step drop, patted the football a couple times, hitched a couple times, and was very patient, waited for the route to open up over the middle.
I'm thinking that's not Jordan Kirkbride. That's a different number 82. I think they have 282s.
Well,
you know what that is, don't you? It's 164. 3:45 left to go. Third down and 2 from the 49-yard line. Aiello, going to hand it off around the left side. Jayshon Norris, 45, down to the 40, and takes it out of bounds at the 39. And that's enough for a Silver Knight. First down with 3:32 left to go in this contest. Brad Birchfield looking around, yelling for somebody to get out on the field right now. And there's another flag, and we're coming back. It's a hold. How do you teach somebody to not hold, Larry?
Well, I'm not sure, because the way the blocking is now, you put your hands in the chest of the defender. And unfortunately, coaching offensive linemen for many, many years, if that guy falls down, if you pancake him, they almost always call a hold now. Whether it is or it isn't, it just looks bad. And I don't know. It's one of those things that, you know, when you see it on film, you go, well, maybe he held, maybe he didn't. Well, when it's 56-17 and it's a maybe, don't go. Just leave it alone. But what harm would have been done there?
You have to make a decision here.
Yeah.
As to who the good hands player of the game is.
Ooh.
2:40 left. You'll have to do it soon, too. We have something called a timeout on the field. I have to look that up on my Google here.
Well, let's think about our three possibilities here.
Silver Knights burned the timeout. Let's take a pause for 30 seconds it here. 56-17. This is AM 820.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hilliard-Davidson has scored. They now have a 14-7 lead over Upper Arlington. Olentangy Orange with a touchdown. They lead the Braves of Olentangy 10-7.
Thank you, Ryan. And don't forget, AM 820 Scoreboard Show, the extended version to follow us right after this contest. And we have decided there's been much debate. And there was a filibuster.
Debate? That's what catches the fish.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game is going to be a sophomore. We're going to give it to Philip Cole as a motivation to keep playing hard. How about that? Third down and nine.
He'll have enough motivation from Brad Birchfield to keep playing.
And we got another flag. And the out pattern, the pass incomplete. Wood lost the handle. Oh, another flag. Who doesn't have a flag on the field? I'm a throw one out right now. It's a Kleenex. Does it count?
If it was July 14th and it was Flag Day, I get it.
Procedural call. We didn't have seven men on the line. That's declined. We also have something else. Let's see. 2:17 left to go. He stopped in the middle of a signal. I think Bill Bonner's going to have to ice his arm down after this.
Brian Cross is about 3 yards on the field. He's got his hands on his hips. He's wondering just what the heck's going on. He's going to call timeout.
And Reedy's calling their players to the sidelines. We got an illegal procedure call, then the start of something else, and then we stopped. He didn't finish off the other call because there were two different flags that were tossed, yep. One early and one late. 1:57 left to go. Well, back in the studios, Ryan and Lee are standing by. And, guys, your thoughts about this game or other contests as officially now Reedy has taken a timeout?
Well, I would say there's not really much to talk about with your game. That's all but over.
Really?
I'm going to call game on that one. But the exciting one right now is there's a couple close ones. Upper Arlington just fell behind Hilliard-Davidson. That's 14-7. And Bradley is struggling a little bit with Waterson. That's 10-0. So both those games are pretty exciting. A little bit more exciting than what you guys had. You need to bring some of that Thursday night love to Friday sometimes, Randy.
You know, we did have a great contest with Benedictine and Waterson, and also the DeSales-Hartley game, too, Lee. So we can't have gems all the time. It's hard to meet your standards, Lee. You set these impossible standards for us.
Well, I'm seeing 52-51, the Reynoldsburg-Olentangy game, seeing last night. I mean, these games are fun to watch, you know. Now, I'm not saying you guys aren't doing a great job out there, you know, because it's fun listening to you. But, you know, I'm going to say my attention's waning a little bit.
Well, I got to tell you, those are actually Canadian games, and we're just changing the names of the teams.
Wait till I start singing here.
It was Toronto and Hamilton that was actually playing. Ayala Rolls, who is right, looks downfield, spins away from two defenders, gets up to the 44-yard line, and that is it with 1:49 left to go. That was a fourth down play, by the way, too, so give the ball back to Bishop Hartley with 1:49 left to go and a change of possession. The Hawks now can just go ahead and eat the football, take a knee, and call it a contest as Larry is going to head down to the field. Maybe give us a little flavor down there. And we have gone to the bullpen now. Bullpen change brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. It is Anthony Carafagna in a quarterback now. The third QB out there for Bishop Hartley to run the victory formation, I would assume, at this point. Angelo Evans also out there as a wing. Backs from an offset eye. Mason Sawyer is the up back. And we have a whistle on the field. And Reedy's taking a timeout with 1:34 left to go. Well, you never stop coaching them up. And if you're Bishop Hartley, you only have 3 home games. So savor the experience here for as long as you possibly can. So 56-17. Let's pause for 30 seconds again on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just 1 extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
For the Hawks from the 45 of the Silver Knights with 1:34 left to go. And they'll keep it on the ground and get a gain of 1 on the play, and that's about it. So the clock dwindling down to 1:25 left to go. I don't want to say the game is over, but the Hawks assistant coaches upstairs have taken off the headsets. And they are heading downstairs as well, too. For the 45, it'll be second down and 10. Larry Wolf is winging his way down to the sideline somewhere.
I'm down here at the 25-yard line on the Hartley sideline.
And you look great, by the way.
I make it look great. It's hard to be humble when you're average.
103 left to go. They realign. Find out, by the way, at the end of the contest, who any of the other 82s are down there, if that's okay.
Does it really matter?
No. It may someday, but not today. There's a gap inside and inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line. It is Angelo Evans on the carry. What's the weather like down there, staff meteorologist?
It's absolutely perfect night for football. It is probably, I'm going to guess, 55 degrees and no wind. It is perfect down there.
I got to think it's warmer than that. It was 74 game time. What kind of meteorologist are you? You must be the early morning meteorologist then, eh?
It is what it is. And you get what you pay for.
Thank you very much. Third down and one, and you're overpaid. 22 seconds left to go. And the other 82 are going to turn around the corner. That time it might be 32 on a handoff. We'll see.
And if somebody throws a flag now, I'm going out on the field.
And that will do it. 56-17, the final, Larry. And this was pretty much a no-doubter after that third drive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you had to know when it got to 28 that Reedy probably couldn't score 28 on the Hartley defense. And, you know, now what Reedy has to do is regroup. They've got three big games left. They have to win all three of them to make it in the playoffs. If they end up 7-3, that'll be a pretty good football season for them. For Hartley, it's a different scenario. Obviously, they want to get the game 15. I mean, anything short of 15, and they will be disappointed. So,
and again, check out True Pasture's site. You can go to Joe Idol and check out the computer rankings, but go to True Pasture like Saturday afternoon, and he will have everything updated as well, too, with probabilities for teams to make the playoffs. 56-17, the final here. We'll pause for the cause one more time. When we come back, we'll talk to Brad Birchfield, and Larry will award the Good Hands Player of the Game Award, courtesy of Martin J. Mitchell, right here on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people, with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field. It is all over rapidly in this contest. The Hawks soar above the Silver Knights, 56-17. Let's go down to the field, and Larry Wolf.
Well, I'm down here with a rather subdued Brad Birchfield. His team put up 56, I believe, tonight, to 17 against the Reedy Silver Knights. And this is a traditional battle every week that they play. But tonight it was pretty much one-sided. Brad, you got to feel good about where your team is right now.
Really felt good about where we were on defense. I mean, we really shut them down running-wise. I mean, they hit the waggle pass a couple times, and you wouldn't guess it, but we worked like the Dickens on it all week. But they did a good job. And, you know, we still need to clean some things up to get to be the team we're going to be. You know, the penalties and obviously the big turnover right before half is crucial into at least setting a tone for us. So, and we will.
One of the things that I've been most impressed with your teams in the last two or three years that I've done this is your offensive linemen get downfield and they lock onto people and knock them down. And I love to watch the big dogs get downfield. Do you do anything special to get that taught?
Yeah, I mean, we emphasize all the time, cover the ball, cover the ball, cover the ball. Somebody asked what our coaching point was, and it's we're yelling cover the ball all the time. But we talked the other day with our guys. You know, it's an honor to be the tailback of Bishop Hartley because you're going to do really, really well, and you're going to have some marquee opportunities. But it's also an honor to be an offensive lineman. You look at the great guards we've had through the years, and, you know, it's 1955 Cleveland Brownish a little bit.
Yeah, and it wins. By the way, we want to award our good hands player of the game to Philip Cole. He had a scintillating 65-yard punt return and a nice run down the sidelines. Young sophomore. Got some pretty good giddy-up.
He's emerged, and, you know, we love where we are depth-wise. We have some good depth. We have great seniors, and they're going to lead us through this year, and we're going to have a great year, obviously, going out. But we got a lot of depth behind it, and we're proud of all of them.
Well, Hartley on the way to game 11. There's no question about that. They got to finish business this season. They got three more tough ones to go. Got to win them all. Don't be taking 8 weeks off, Brad.
I promise we'll try our best.
I bet you will. Congratulations to Bishop Hartley on a great win tonight. 56-17 from down here. Back up to you guys.
Well, once the pressure is applied by Larry Wolf, you have to perform at that particular time because once he puts the pressure on you, that is a big dog that will make you hunt. Time now to look at some of the final numbers in this contest as the Hawks get the win 56-17. Total offense, Bishop Hartley 383 yards, Reedy 183, 341 rushing for the Hawks, 42 passing, 96 on the ground for the Silver Knights, 87 via the air. First downs 15-9 for Hartley. Why didn't they have more? Because they scored that rapidly so often tonight. A lot of penalties. We had 135 yards of accepted penalties in this contest. 10 for 85 for the Hawks, 6 for 50 for Reedy. Turnovers, 2 by the Hawks, 1 by Reedy. Some individual statistical leaders for Hartley. Dixon, 14 carries, 112 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ruby, 3 carries, 47 yards and a touchdown. And Jake was 1 of 1 passing for 42 yards and a score. Culver had 3 carries for 61 yards and a touchdown and a catch for 42 yards and a touchdown. Cole, a 39-yard touchdown run and a 65-yard punt return. On the other side for Reedy, Dukes did not break the century mark tonight. He's got 13 carries in this game this evening, 81 yards and a touchdown. Aiello, 5 of 17 passing for 87 yards and a touchdown. Hartley got 21 in the first, 21 in the second, 7 in the third and fourth respectively. The Silver Knights with 10 in the second. Then we had the continuous clock in the second half. They got 7 points, 56-17. The final tally in this one. If we ever have a good foot of the game, it would have to go to Agresti because of his great job tonight making all the extra points after all 8 touchdowns in this game. 56-17 the final in this one. Next week, the Hawks take on Watterson. We'll have that game right here again. Starts with the preview show at 6 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up right after this game, it's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, an extended version presented by ThisWeekSports.com. Ryan and the Guru, Lee Cochran, bringing all the scores from the OCC, the City League, the CCL, the Licking County League, and the Mid-State League. And again, if you want more information online, go to the new AMA20Scoreboard.com website, and you can follow us as well, too, on Twitter, at AM820Scoreboard as well. Again, 56-17, the final score. Our thanks to everyone involved, to Ryan and Lee back in the studios, the great engineer, Greg Savaldi, our fabulous statistician, one and only Scott Rex, the best second analyst in the world, Larry Wolf, who's also the first man, although I think Brad Birchfield took over for him tonight as he was chastising him down on the field. And also, I am very honored to work with Bill Messerly, who's the outstanding station manager, and Dave Orsborn, his right-hand man as well, too. Thank you to all those folks as well, too. 56-17, the final. Talk to you again next week. Same place from Jack Ryan Field. Good night. God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week for another CCL battle as Hartley hosts Watterson. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford.